On the show today, we have Web Strategies' very own Chris Leone and Brandon Fry back for part four of their survey, of their series on a survey they conducted of 1,000 consumers on how they can better understand their banking preferences. And in this part, Chris talks about where people have seen the most credit union advertising, and then both Chris and Brandon talk about lessons learned from these findings that credit unions can use. So check it out. Chris, I'm coming to the last one here, to you on the last one here, where people have seen the most credit union advertising, where have they seen that? Where? I mean, we're just talking about TikTok, so I'm sure not there, but other areas. So
and it's some of these results are probably not going to be that surprising. If you're under 45, the most common place that someone has seen credit union advertising in the last 3 months is online advertising. That could be social search, display, and streaming television.
Oh.
But social media advertising was the most prominent.
Okay. Good. Yeah, it's effective.
Yeah. Well, we have to unpack it a little bit.
Okay.
First, but if you're under 45, you're 2 to 3 times more likely to see credit union advertisements online than someone who's older than 45.
I get it.
So a lot of exposure to credit union advertising for those under 45 happening online. But across a lot of places, again, social, search, display, streaming television, things like this. If you're 45 and older, by far the most common place that you have seen credit union advertising in the last 3 months is cable and broadcast television.
Really?
You're 2.5 times more likely to have seen a credit union ad on TV than anywhere else, online, newspaper, radio. Another finding that was really interesting from this question is that nearly half, 48% of those 45 and older claimed that they had not seen any credit union advertising in the last 3 months.
Wow.
If you're looking at those under 45, it's only like 24% say they haven't seen credit union advertising in the last 3 months. So this is another bit of a gulf between if you're under 45, you're seeing a lot more advertising. You're seeing it online. If you're 45 and older, you're not seeing nearly as much, and you're primarily seeing it on cable and broadcast TV, much more than newspaper or online radio, anything like that.
See, I get that finding because just based on what happens in our family, you know, my age group, traditionally we're watching TV via cable, although we've cut our cable. So, but that's a whole nother story. But I get that. Whereas our kids are YouTube, TikTok, all that type of stuff. And that's where they would see that. They don't watch traditional TV like we did when we grew up. You know, there's what's going to be on ABC at 3 o'clock? You know, it's like, what? Just dial it up on YouTube.
Yeah, the Walter Cronkite, you know, I'm sitting down at this time and watching this thing. Days are
right. That's
are fading, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, so when you hear this, you think there's a couple conclusions you could come to. One you just came to, and I want to come back to that. And the other could be, well, credit unions want younger members. So maybe they're just targeting all their online ads towards younger members, and that's why older members have not seen it. And that might have been the case several years ago, but more recently, Facebook and Google have really constricted your ability to target by age and demographics.
Right.
Following 2016 election, everything, they started to tighten down on where ads could be shown because they want to make sure that, you know, everybody's getting exposure to similar things. And so we think it's not so much kind of a self-serving or a self-fulfilling prophecy that younger people have seen a lot more credit union ads because credit unions are targeting younger members. We think it's more behavioral in nature. Younger people spending a lot more time online, older folks spending more time on traditional channels. And so they're getting exposed where their eyes are, which are those two different channels. But all of that said, I think if you want to try and play chess while everyone else is playing checkers with this thing, you could say, all right, we think that, you know, the old 45 and older is a bit underserved in terms of their exposure to credit unions. So maybe if we try to push some online advertising towards the interests that we know older folks have, not old, I mean, 45 and older is not, we're not talking ancient here, but maybe you can get some exposure in places where there has not been a whole lot, right?
Yeah.
and maybe not just go entirely after the younger demographics. I know a lot of credit unions are going after that, and I've been preaching that a lot too, because we got to get the newer, younger people into the credit unions. But I just think it's an interesting finding where they're getting the exposure, and that perhaps 45 and older is a little bit underserved in terms of marketing, and there might be some low hanging fruit there if some of that money got put towards those middle and older demos.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, right? Yeah, for sure, for sure. All right, last question for you, gentlemen. Here, lessons learned from these findings that credit unions could possibly use. Brandon, I'll let you go first. What types of lessons did you guys learn from these findings? I'm sure there's a lot more information. We're just scratching the surface here, but just based on what we just talked about, what are some lessons learned that you guys think that credit unions could use?
Yeah, one is definitely if your focus as a credit union marketer is bringing in new members, know that you have to do a lot of work to maybe change the perception, because there's a clearly perception that credit unions are the worst in a lot of the value drivers that are important to people when they're managing their finances. And so making that clear in your marketing, how you stack up compared to the competition, assuming you do stack up well, super, super important.
All righty. And Chris, what are some lessons that you learned on this one? I think what Brandon just said, that perception from non-credit union members about credit unions not doing so well. So that one's a biggie.
Yeah, I don't think we can ever spend too much time trying to better understand our customer. Better understand our customer, and also better understand our potential customer. And I worry that we've probably assumed that they behave and prefer the same things.
Mm-hmm.
And our data suggests that that's not the case. So if you do want to expand your membership base, then you have to lean in on those things that they care about the most and figure out how you can tell your story in a compelling way. Again, know the customer, know the magic, connect the two.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. All right, gentlemen, anything else to wrap up? Because we're going to include a link in the show notes to this report that people can get to. And gosh, I can't wait to dive into this myself. And we'll include that as well. But on that note, anything else to add? Anything else to wrap up? Because this is some really important information you guys have kind of dug up here, basically.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And again, it came from a place of we wanted this stuff so that we could market better, help our credit unions out there market better, even people who don't use us as an agency. This is stuff that can help them and help kind of preserve what credit unions are doing going forward. So if you want the report, go to webstrategiesinc.com/report. Okay. You'll see it there. You can download that. We'll also give you access to the raw data. This has 95% confidence interval on it. It's solid stuff. It was done by an outside research firm. So the data is legitimate and it's reliable. And if you're a data freak like I am and you like spending time in spreadsheets, you'll probably find twice as many insights as we just talked about on this webinar, because there's, I think, over 2,500 different data points here, depending on how you slice and dice the data. Yeah. So there's tons and tons of stuff that you can source and try and learn from.
Yeah, you could be this little scientist just digging in, or an investigator, digging in.
You love the scientist analogy, and I'm humbled and honored to wear the white coat, although I'm not wearing it.
But next time, wear the white jacket. All right, Brandon. Anything else to add from your perspective?
No.
Okay. All right, you guys. Well, thanks a lot. I mean, such revealing information. And I think this is information, whether you like it or not, it will really help credit unions for sure. And really kind of refocus on what's important out there in this area. So great stuff again, gentlemen. And again, we'll put that link in the show notes. You can click on it and get right to it. And and then they can give you guys a shout if they have any questions. So
Perfect.
Stuff, guys. Well done again.
All right. Thanks, Mike.